Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bacha, I'm dying. Bacha, say something. Bacha, say something. I'm dying over here. Say something, Bacha.
He's good. Hello, JR Sport Brief here on the Infinity Sports Network. You good, JR?
Yeah, I'm good now. What are the odds? I almost die on the air, like, once you turn the microphone on. Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. We got water and CPR.
Who's giving me CPR here?
There's nobody else there.
Lil Bankhead? Shout out to Lil Bankhead, by the way. Lil Bankhead of V103 here in Atlanta. Yeah, there's nobody. It's me and a DJ. I don't know who's going on.
A DJ is someone. It's better than no one.
DJ. Shout outs to Infamous. DJ Infamous. DJ for Ludacris is right down the hallway from me. And Swamp Izzo. Shout outs to DJ. Bacha, you know Swamp Izzo, right?
I know of Swamps, nope. Not Izzo.
Oh, damn. Okay. Swamp Izzo, Playboy Cardi.
Maybe. Is he the one that goes, ha?
It's Swamp, Swamp. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they're busy. They're DJing. They're DJing, I'm here talking. So, yeah, if I choked in the airwaves, you'd have to call some. Who would you call? You'd be like, JR's dying on the radio. Like, who would you call?
I have to go to the Black Book, maybe, on the NFL, go down to the station down in Atlanta, okay. And then call one of the producers.
Okay.
To call higher up.
Well, yeah, there's nobody would save me. I just choke here in the studio. What a way to go. What a way to go. Well, anyway, I'm alive. I'm happy to be here. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Dodgers are taking on the Brewers right now. They got a 2-1 lead in the fourth inning. Man, this game is moving. Damn. If the Dodgers end up winning, they take a 2-0 series lead back to Los Angeles. Thank you to Hub Arkish for coming through and joining us to talk about the Chicago Bears. And thank you to all of you for being here. You got calls coming in from, I don't know, Boise to Baltimore, New Jersey. People hitting us up all over the place. And as we continue on with the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We talked about the parity that exists in the NFL right now. We'll get into Giannis Antetokounmpo. Every week is something about where he's going to go. He has made one solid statement about his future. We'll get into that. There's so much going on. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet, you're scrolling at work, scrolling at home, doing whatever you do, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's been a fun show. Falcons are looking good. We're able to talk about them. Bears look good. Made fun of the Titans for the unfortunate realities that their fan base sits in. It's been a good show. 888-710-4ISL. Oh, here we go. I know what's coming on. People in Baltimore. We had one. A shout out to Fran for calling from Delaware. Everybody, not everybody. There are people ready to get rid of Harbaugh. They're like, he got to go. And I'm like, not over the bye week. What you want to fight? What is that doing now? Like, you gotta get, regardless of how you feel about him, just give him through the end of the season. You really become a joke, a laughing stock, if you just give him the boot now. You don't do it. You're moving into, I don't want to say uncharted territory. You're 1-5. And if your thought process is, oh my God, the Baltimore Ravens are 1-5, you know, let's just tank it all and this season is over anyway, that may very well be the case regardless of who is coaching the team. But you don't want this to have to get into the locker room where the players have to answer this all the time. You don't want to be the Browns. You don't want to be the Titans. You don't want to be the Jets. This is a team that has been good, and we know they have not gotten over the hump, but they have been good over the past several seasons. And so just to yank the rug from underneath them at the end, it's going to cause more harm than good. At the overall, it's not a good look at all. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And then the reality is, if I'm another NFL head coach, and the Ravens are not going to do it, okay? They're not. They would have to hit the skids completely to fire Harbaugh in the season, okay? I'm not saying that it won't happen. They'd have to really hit the skids and be embarrassed. At the end of the year, get rid of them if you think the team is going in the wrong direction, okay? But if I'm another coach and I'm going, man, look at how they're treating him. And they just fired him in the bye week. Why do I want to go work there? Unless you're some schmuck looking for your first job. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Trippy is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, what's good, man? Long time I ain't talked to you, man.
Well, thank you. I can't remember the last time you were here, but I'm glad you're here now. What's up?
Yeah, remember I said we was going to pack the Bills up, I think, and we lost, you know, in the playoffs.
People say a lot of things to me all the time, so.
I just followed you back on my knee Twitter page. They suspended mine. But let me talk about the
Bills. Wait. They suspended your Twitter? Bacha, do I want to ask why? Should I ask?
Yes.
Well, say, and, I was on my way to Buffalo week one, and account suspended. So I mean, they say behavior, but I don't know. You know,
you were harassing Buffalo Bills fans on social media.
No, I mean, I was driving on my way on the highway, you know, and you just log. Oh, you know,
no, I
drinking
don't.
A little, you know, a little.
No,
you know, but,
no,
But let me ask AJ, how many games the Ravens played so far? We 1-5, right?
Six
games. Let me tell you how many games I went to this year. Five. Right. Can you tell me how many wins I saw this week? I mean, it's out of them five games.
Did
one.
You go
against
you, Cleveland?
Cleveland Brown?
Yeah, yeah.
So let me tell you something, right? Now, I understand everything you said about Harbaugh, right? Maybe it might be dumb to fire him. Only reason why I say this, right, all right, we play the Bears next. I'm looking at it like, if we can't beat the Dolphins, why not fire him now? Why wait till the end of the season? It's stale. Just hear me out, right? Every press conference, yeah, we just got to learn from our mistakes. Bro, we've been trying to learn from our mistakes since 2019. Hello? Is I'm lying? Like, come on, is this still? I just think it's time for a new change. And another thing, JR, this is my opinion. I just feel like them coaches baby up the players too much. They make mistakes. They don't yell at them or nothing like that. Like, this is the pros, man. This is the pros.
Well, so I don't think know outside of what? Outside of a lot of the – and I can't even look at a guy like Hamilton and – they are more of a veteran group that exists. I mean, they've been able
You think Kyle Hamilton a veteran?
Well, he's been around for like 2 or 3 years, and he's one of the best safeties in the game. They just gave him a massive contract. My point is, outside of really the cornerbacks who exist, and they brought in a lot of young cornerbacks, the team is for the most part, it's led by veterans. I mean, who's yelling at the star quarterback?
So, when you say cornerbacks, not to cut you off, I hope, name the cornerbacks. So I hope you ain't about to say who I think you about to say. Hello?
What, like bringing in a Nate Wiggins from here in Atlanta, Georgia?
I love Nate Wiggins. That's my dog. Shout out to Nate.
Well, he's young. That my point is, and I'm looking at all the defensive backs. We can start looking at the Marlon Humphreys. My point is, you're saying that they're not aggressive with the players. You also bring up a point about how, you know, well, I get it. Things are stale. Let's fire. What I'm telling you, just in a very simple way, and this is not something for Baltimore. This is any organization. When you've had an amount of success, the Baltimore Ravens have been one of the best teams in the NFL. You brought up 2019. Yes, since 2019. Over the past 5 years, they've been one of the best. Have they advanced to an AFC championship game? Have they won a Super Bowl? We know the answer is no. They haven't gotten over that big hump. Have they won a championship? Hell no. They've been good. There are a lot of teams, when you look from all the way from the top to the bottom, that have been horrific. The Ravens have not been that. And so, yes, the expectations are high to get over the hump. But when you're good, okay, and when you have expectations and you're in a vacuum, it's tough to just go, let's fire this guy, fire that guy. It's not
that. You've been
that
here too long, JR.
Allow me to finish.
Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead. I apologize.
It's not that simple. There's a thin line between being a dumbass organization and being a patient one. If y'all are going to be crap, there's not a damn thing that's going to change between now and January 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th that's going to make a difference. What you don't want to do is start rocking the apple cart just because you feel or the fan base feels things are stale. That's just an organizational standpoint. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it all depends on the talent that you have on the team. People want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. Okay, they want to get rid of him for years. Okay, look, the Steelers, do I think they're winning the Super Bowl? No. Do I think they'll go to the postseason? Yes. And if they end up losing, you're going to have a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania who are going to be screaming from left to right about how we need to get rid of Tomlin and we need a young quarterback with Rod. Everybody knows this. We all know this. When Tomlin won, you know what he had? He had a great defense. He had a quarterback, a guy who stood there and took every hit. You watched him get his ass beat by the Ravens, but he stood there and he took the beating. There's a process. Right. Don't rush things. If they're going to suck, you let this guy suck and you let it stink and then you move him. But to do it right now, just be patient. Sometimes you just got to take it out.
I mean, I get you, though. I just, you know, I'm for the people, man. You know, I'm a super fan, JR. My bad. I'm just for the people. And I've been a John Harbaugh fan, but I don't know. Maybe it's his post games. And I just look at the players' body language. I just feel like they don't want to play for him no more. Like I said, I might be wrong, but wow. I do agree with you. Like, just let them play out the season.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm confused because
you don't want to be a. Let me. You want to know some teams across the country that are jokes, and sometimes, and a lot of people, you can fall into success for a stretch of time. Okay, the Cincinnati Bengals ended up with Joe Burrow, and it's like, oh my God, they're in the Super Bowl. God bless them that they have him, and he's been hurt and busted up. God bless them. The Bengals historically, as a franchise, have been a joke. The Tennessee Titans, as it stands right now, are a joke. The New York Knicks, I mean, this is a team that almost went to an NBA Finals. The most success that they've had in 25 years, they fire the coach because the bench was ass, and they make up an excuse and they fire him. The Knicks have been a joke. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim with Artie Moreno, they've been a joke. The Oakland, they're teams that are horrific here. And I get it. It's easy, and thank you, Trippy, for calling from Baltimore. It's easy as fans to really get sucked into your team, but sometimes you got to really look outside the box and understand reality. It ain't easy to win. It's not. It's not. It's not. And so just because your team ain't winning, like the New York Yankees, everybody wants to blame Aaron Boone. Why? Because he made this decision. He's bad and bad. Maybe the roster he has ain't all that good. Okay? Okay, maybe some guy named Grisham who all of a sudden has a career year and he's blasting home runs all over the place. Oh, yeah, now he sucks in the postseason. What are you going to blame Aaron Boone then? You can always take a look at the decisions made by the manager and the coach and blame him. Sometimes all you got to do is look at the roster. Sometimes all you have to do is look at the owner. Who's spending? Who knows how to stay out the way? Who knows how to put people in? Like, this is what it is. Come on, we got Jerry Jones. How about this? Now, Jerry Jones, he did not want to speak for like the first time in forever. And so what he's going to do, all of a sudden become mute? I get it. The Ravens are 1-5. You expected them to be 5-1. You expected them to compete for a championship. You're looking at Mark Andrews dropping a pass last year in Buffalo and going, oh, my God, and now we got to start over. Yeah, join a club. Well, we got Buffalo Bills fans that can go back to when they went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost. Like, come on. You don't win them all. Sometimes you don't even get there. It's tough. 888-710-4ISN. And when you start firing guys and doing this, you look like the dumbass Tennessee Titans. Come on. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Dan is calling from Northern California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. Really respect your intelligence in the area of the NFL and other areas of sports. I'm a 49ers fan, and Sunday was rough.
Oh.
As you know, we lost Fred Warner.
Can you give him your ankle? Can you give him your ankle?
I was wondering what you think. Nick Bosa's out for the season, and Warner's out for the season. Which one should we spend the money to replace? I don't think we can, for this season, I mean. I don't think we can afford to replace both of them with a high-end player. What do you think?
I don't know how you replace either one of them throughout the season. And I think when you think about Nick Bosa, what is this, ACL tear number 4 throughout his life? What are you doing with him? It's probably best to call him a spade. And then when you think about Warner, he's one of the best coverage linebackers in the entire game. I hate to tell you this, the 49ers – took a risk, and this is how the game goes. They said, we're going to give Brock Purdy all this money. We're going to go young on our defense. We're going to go young overall so we can spread this money out. And now they got to pay for it because they don't have the same type of depth. They spent all these years with the veterans trying to get to that Super Bowl, trying to win the Super Bowl, and it didn't happen. And so they're paying for it. And so, look, I'm shocked that they're 4-2. Okay, I don't know the deal with Brock Purdy's foot. I don't have high hopes for the 49ers as the season continues on. Are they going to be competing for a Super Bowl? The answer is no. Maybe they get in as a wild card, but even in their own division, I mean, Seattle is performing well. There's just too much going on. I don't feel good about the Niners. Do you?
No. Seattle's actually 4-2, and the Rams are 4-2, and I think they're both better teams right now with the injuries that the Niners have. They've lost George Kittle for maybe another game or two also.
Yeah, and this is opening up the scenes. Bosa, Warner, Kittle, Pearsall, and Purdy. Mac Jones, the backup QB, is running around on one leg. So what are we doing here?
Well, I hate to say it, but since you're I'm a good fan. I've been a fan since 1970 of the Niners.
Wow.
And I hate to say it, but I think they might be going the way of Baltimore, as you just kind of alluded to. I mean, they can't keep this up. I mean, it was done a little bit with smoke and mirrors to get the 4-2. I think Tampa Bay totally exposed them on Sunday afternoon back there. But I don't know. It looked like they're going to have an easy schedule, so people were putting them in at 10-7 or 11-6 and winning their division. Well, sorry to say, the NFL changes quickly, and the Rams are better than people thought they'd be this year. Seattle's better, so they got two challengers in their own division, and then they play the NFC South and the AFC South, and, you know, there's teams like the Indianapolis Colts,
Dan,
Tampa Bay.
We don't got to run how much ass they're going to be the rest of the way. Dan, put a fork in the Niners, they're done. And hopefully Christian McCaffrey, his legs last the whole season. He getting a lot of work. Okay, Dan?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is, when he's healthy. Hey, Dan, good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
And shout outs to Dan for calling from Northern California. Yeah, when it's done, it's done. 49ers are done, folks. I mean, come on. They can't sustain all these injuries. Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The 49ers are done. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about an NBA player. He knows where he's going to finish his career, where he's going to be done. Arch Manning is done with all the criticism. And then I'm going to give you an update on what's going on in Milwaukee between the Brewers and the Dodgers. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. As it stands right now, the Dodgers still lead the Brewers 2-1. They're in the fifth inning. This is the same score that we had last night, although it was the final. Yamamoto has pitched four innings with four strikeouts. Peralta, five innings, four strikeouts. Peralta, at this point, has already thrown 83 pitches. So he's going deep. I was giving him 4 or 5. He's already going a little bit longer than I expected. So let's see if he can hang things on. And meanwhile, Yamamoto, looks like he may go deep. He only has 47 pitches. A little bit less stress than what Peralta is doing. Marco Belletti will be here in a few minutes to give you an update. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we had a lot of callers trying to give coaches the boot, trying to finish guys off. People want to get Harbaugh to help on out of Baltimore. And like, the team is stale. We got to move on. I'm like, give it some time. Just at least go through the season. It just doesn't look good from an organizational standpoint, unless you got a complete just disaster of an organization. Things are horrific in the locker room with the coaches and the players. You don't pull the rug under a guy who's had the success that he's had. It's just not a good look. But nothing lasts forever. We certainly see what took place with Bill Belichick up in Boston with the Patriots. And, you know, sometimes when it's time to go, it's time to go. And speaking of time to go, there's quite a few things, people and places that are going to be moving on. Ironically, there have been so many conversations surrounding Giannis Antetokounmpo, whether or not he wants to be in Milwaukee. He says he wants to stay in Milwaukee now, but he's a human. He's apt and prone to change his mind. And then we even got a quote from Giannis that at the end of his career, he doesn't want to finish in the NBA. Giannis is 30 years old right now. Okay, he's going to be 31 on December 6th. Giannis just said, I want to finish my career in Greece after I'm done in the NBA. Okay, he's currently in his 13th season of what's getting ready to start next week. And he says, quote, I'm 30 years old. I can play in the NBA until I am 36, 38. I'd like to end my career in a Greek team. Why not? Okay, I don't want to live in the United States. As soon as I leave the NBA, I want to return to Greece. I can end my career here, whether it is Philadelphia, Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, or Aris. I'm talking about all the teams now. What's the big deal? Like, the guy wants to go home. Not everybody wants to play until they're, you know, 40 and 45 like LeBron James in the NBA. Giannis is not even from America, so I don't blame. What is he supposed to do, just stay in Milwaukee his whole damn life? The guy's making all the damn money. He's probably going to finish his career with, I don't know, what, $500 million in earnings, maybe more than that. You got to pay taxes for that here in America. And then he can go home. I mean, there's apparently even reports that his wife, his young wife, his young kids are already in Greece. It's a report. Who knows? Not everybody's going to play forever. He's not American. He might be out here busting ass. But this guy's made it very clear over the years how he feels about Greece. Listen to what he had to say about playing for Greece in the Olympics.
Being able to qualify to the Olympics after 16 years, you know, that was awesome. I think the experience in the Olympics was one of the best experiences that I've had as a basketball player, probably that and the championship that we won. It was one of the most amazing experiences being in Paris, you know, going through the open ceremony and being the flag bearer for your country, being the first black, you know, flag bearer for my country. That was also awesome seeing, you know, my mom and my family coming out there to support me and just feeling all the Olympic spirit, you know, the spirit that all the athletes are talking about that have participated in the Olympics before.
Yeah, I mean, he's from Greece. What do you want? He's from Nigeria via Greece. He knows about Greece. He grew up on the streets of Greece. He's peddling goods in the streets of Greece. He was founded playing basketball, encouraged to play basketball in Greece. He got drafted by the Bucks. He's been one of the best NBA players to ever step out onto a court. Much to do about nothing. So at least now you know. And this is maybe not the case. You got about, this still sounds crazy, you got about 6 to 10 years left of Giannis Antetokounmpo in the NBA. All right? And then if he finishes in Greece, I don't know, was he just going to be busting ass out there? Giannis is an interesting player. His game is built off of strength, athleticism, pure will, power, his ability to handle the basketball. He's not the most skilled. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how his game ages, especially given the fact that he's not the most consistent shooter. Bacha, this ain't no big deal. He wants to go back home. Plenty of people want to go back home.
Yeah, also, if he's not going to be efficient in the NBA at the end of his career, why not play in Europe?
There you go.
Like, it's not going to hurt anyone if he's not playing at an elite level at the NBA. It's just, you see this a couple other times where, like, Marc Gasol went to Spain to play, to finish his career. It happens.
Tons. And you got guys who have to go earlier. I mean, shout-outs to my guy, Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka was a freak athlete at the power forward position, could knock down a jumper, but couldn't move as well and couldn't extend his range. And the next thing you know, he's He's over here in the NBA Finals, and he's out of the league. The NBA has changed. There was just a post that I saw from the Houston Rockets. They put out their big lineup. Like, everybody on the court was 6'11", or this is about 6'11", except for Amen Thompson, who's 6'7". That's the smallest guy on the court. And so the league has changed. Can you shoot? Can you move? Can you dribble a little bit? Like, having a team with just a bunch of 6'11 freaks is just, it's crazy out there. So, yeah, who knows? I don't know. At the end of Giannis's career, what is he going to be? Going to be Marcus Camby? I don't know. Marcus Camby shooting threes? I mean, we even had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He pretty much also said he doesn't want to play into his 40s. Not everybody's going to be LeBron. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander quoted in GQ as, "Hey, can I play a long time? I definitely can. I won't, though. I won't want to miss that much of my kid's life. There's a certain point in your career where you reach your peak, and I don't fault guys for still playing. They love the game. But I just feel like I play this game ultimately to see what the best version of me can be. Once I figure that out and I start going down, then it's like, okay, what am I playing for now? And as soon as that happens, I'll be on the first ship out." I don't blame them. These guys are making 60 and 70, and I don't know, is Victor Wembanyama going to be making $80 million in a year? Like, can I blame any of these young dudes for going, what do I need to play 20 years for? I'm getting this cash, and I'm cashing out. I don't knock any of them. So, hey, good luck to Giannis at the end of his career. We don't know where he's going to end up in February, let alone at the end of the season. Good luck to him. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. These are two dudes already who have championships as the NBA gets ready to move on to a new era. Speaking of a new era, Joe Mazzulla, who's always been weird coach number one, just super intense. Intense is the best word. Very unique. You know, typically, in a lot of cases, a lot of these teams, just to have camaraderie and build a good relationship, they hold media games. Like, they'll let the media, who covers the team all year long, just have a game just before the season starts, early in the season, just to have fun and say, hey, you know, you asked the tough questions, but we want to have a relationship with you guys. Here's something for you. Well, the Boston Celtics today planned a media game, media versus media. And then Joe Mazzulla, coach, captain intensity, whatever the hell he is, he stood in front of the media and he told everybody, he's like, y'all aren't going to play each other. You're going to play us, the coaches. Listen to this.
No, but I don't want to break it to you, but you're not playing against each other. You're playing against the coaches.
Yeah, the coaches on the Boston Celtics staff are former NBA players. We got God Sham God, who's basically a street ball legend. We got Phil Pressey, who played in the NBA as well. They got a whole bunch of other guys who played in college and played in the league as their coaches on the squad. Bacha, did I read this right? The score was 57-4?
Yes. And it was only a 12-minute game. So,
excuse me?
They played 12 minutes.
They played 12 minutes. And the coaches for the Celtics beat the media 57-4.
I think it was a running clock, too.
So what is that? Three after three after three after three after three?
Yes. Probably a dunk here and there.
And reportedly, some of the media who cover the Boston Celtics are guys who played in college, okay? But I guess not like the Celtics, pros. That's just, why is Joe Mazzulla just, he likes to punish people? Is this what this is?
It was funny, I think, because they got to play the media versus media after. So it's like, hey, let's see how you can actually play against people who actually coach know what they're doing. And then they beat them by 53. And then they got to be like, yeah, go have your fun.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla is the guy who, he makes his own players watch MMA fights to inspire them. I mean, the only thing missing, I guess, from the media versus the coaches game was just let's put a ring of fire around the basketball court and see what these media schmucks can do. And then you had guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the entire team. They were sitting around watching the media get annihilated, so. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a question from one of the media members in the season and Jaylen Brown will be like, well, I remember watching your jump shot. You suck. That's a rough one. Hey, Marco Belletti, you want to see more of these games? They should broadcast them next time, huh?
Yeah, let's embarrass them even further.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of this. I got to be fair.
That's a tough one. Why not? Joe Mazzulla's a sicko, but why are you not in favor?
Look, the whole point of this is to have some fun and not to embarrass people, to try to put them in their place of the idea that they know that they can't question or be on the same level.
What he was doing?
Yeah, I 100% think that's what they were doing. That was taking out frustration because they're tired of answering questions from people that they feel like are inferior. And they're right. They are inferior when you play the sport. But that has nothing to do with what this is. And I feel like that was a way to get back at them because the whole point of this thing was to have some fun. And it's not fun. Anybody that gets their head kicked in any sporting event, none of that's fun. Okay? At any point, have you ever played in a game where you were completely lopsided and you knew that this was you were no match? Did you have fun? No.
So what? Next year, instead of having the coaches, why don't they just put Tatum and Brown out there if they're healthy?
Why not? What the hell's the difference?
Why not? Yeah, right.
Look, it's the same concept. And I'm sure that there were some smiles with it, but it's smiles with a purpose. I don't believe that any of this was all in good fun. There is no all in good fun when I kick your ass for the next hour. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work like that.
Here's a better question. Have you ever seen Joe Mazzulla smile?
I don't think so, no.
There you go. Mm-hmm. When they won the championship, did this man smile?
No, not really, no.
They had a parade. Did he smile?
No, I don't think he did.
This man has, I've seen photos. He has a beautiful wife. He has beautiful kids. Maybe he goes home, he smiles, right? He has to.
It's possible. It's possible he doesn't.
Is this an act? Is this a charade? Is he Belichick Jr.? Nah. Like, what are we doing?
Nah.
He's a sicko.
That's him. Which, again, that's why, like, I'm sorry. Maybe it's coming from somebody else. If it's coming from a guy that's almost like tongue-in-cheek, like if this was, I mean, we'd never do it in football. If this was like Andy Reid, you would know that there's nothing behind it because he's just kind of messing with you.
Right.
Joe Mazzulla, I feel like there's no line, man. Like, he's sending a message. He's proving a point.
He's nuts.
A little bit.
He's insane. I wonder how long he's going to last if this team is... he's either going to be there forever or he's just going to drive people nuts. One of the two.
One or the other. But I don't know if... He doesn't strike me as a guy like... You always have to teeter the line of burnout when you're this intense. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's in that regard, though, because I think he's a lifer. I think he doesn't know what to do with himself if he's not competing.
Yeah, well, it may not be with the Celtics. I don't know.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Look, he's like Joe Girardi times a million. So, you know, we'll see how this works out with Joe Mazzulla. Next year, he'll bring in Tigers to, scare the media. I have no idea. Well, got to get it in when you can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we'll discuss a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll talk about Arch Manning, how he's hitting back at some of his detractors. But right now, newsflash, here he is again, Marco Belletti.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Max Muncy home run makes it 3-1 Dodgers over the Brewers here in the sixth inning. If the Dodgers hold on and win, they advance. Well, they got two more games. They go to Los Angeles with a 2-0 series lead. Look at me trying to hit the fast forward button. Sorry, my bad. There's still plenty of time for the Brewers to get a victory. Man, people pissed at me in Milwaukee. I don't need that. Anyway, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is October 14th, 2025. If we go back to October 14th, 1973... Willie Mays was 42 years old. Okay, he got his last Major League Baseball career hit. It was in the World Series. The Mets beat the A's. They didn't beat him in the World Series. They lost in seven games. But ultimately, after 24 All-Star appearances, being Rookie of the Year, 660 home runs, it was over for Willie Mays. He even fell in the sun, and that iconic photo of him falling down, it's like, damn it, one of the greatest of all time. He's done. Listen to Willie Mays with his farewell to the fans at Shea Stadium.
With my farewell tonight, you would understand what I'm going through right now. Something that I never feel that I would ever quit baseball. But as you know, it always come a time for someone to get out. And I look at the kids over here, the way they are playing and the way they are fighting for themselves, tells me one thing. Willie, say goodbye to America. Thank you very much.
Yeah, shout outs to Willie Mays. God rest his soul. I mean, about a decade ago, he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He got everything. October 14th, 1979, some guy named Wayne Gretzky. Well, this was goal number one out of 894. Listen to this.
Then with Smeal off, the Oilers pulled Dryden, and Wayne Gretzky finished off a three-way passing play with McDonald and Callaghan to tie the score at four. Gretzky on the backhand, and the Oilers tied for the second time.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky playing for Edmonton at that time. He was taking on the Canucks. They ended up in a 4-4 tie. But Wayne Gretzky, yeah, goal number one. We know Ovechkin passed him last year. October 14th, 1990, Joe Montana. He passed for a career-high 476 yards, threw for six touchdowns. And Jerry Rice, he's like, I got this too. Five TDs. The 49ers, they beat the Falcons 45-35. They lit him up. Listen to this.
Second and goal from 15. The blitz coming again. Rice goes to the corner. Wide open touchdown. His fifth. And that ties an NFL record held by Kellen Winslow when he caught five touchdowns. From my partner, Dan Fouts.
Well, and let's include Bob Shaw in this, and now Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I guess this was a day in NFL history for people to light other people up. October 14, 2007, Tom Brady lighting them up. 388 yards, a career-high five touchdowns. The Patriots, they beat up on Dallas 48-27. Listen to Tom Brady. This touchdown mark, he had three in each of the first six games. Of course, it was Tom Brady. Listen.
Didn't blink. Nor is Brady as he hits Stallworth in stride.
And he stiff arms his way free. He's going to take it in for a touchdown. 69 yards.
And that's not all. Aaron Rodgers did the same damn thing, almost, in 2012. He went out there and threw 6 touchdown passes, 3 to Jordy Nelson, and the Packers beat the Texans 42-24. Listen to this.
2nd and 11, and Rodgers will throw. And is it one-handed? Yes, for a touchdown by Jones. James Jones has now scored 2 touchdowns in each of the last 3 games. 18 yards. Rodgers throws touchdown pass number 6.
Again, just the off-inside man-to-man coverage that if you're going to try to pressure the quarterback, you have to do. And James Jones, Jordy Nelson have just won the battle with tremendous catches just like that.
Yeah, I mean, the legends, right? For whatever reason, they all did amazing things on the same damn day. The years apart, of course, Joe Montana, Tom Brady. Joe Montana's Tom Brady's idol. And an Aaron Rodgers who's in his own world. And he's doing good this year. God bless him. We don't hear from him. Let's try to keep it that way. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Speaking of all those quarterback legends, there's a young man running around with a legendary name. That is Arch Manning. I had mentioned this earlier in the show. He was asked about being, quote unquote, labeled a failure. You know, not living up to the billing so far with the Texas Longhorns, even though to this point he's thrown 12 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Yes, we know that they took that L to open up the season against the Ohio State, but I think he had a great showing by not turning the ball over and helping them score as they just beat another great defense in the Sooners. Here, listen to Arch Manning talk about people who say he's a failure.
I feel like I try to do my best at blocking out the noise, and then you get 100 text messages, keep blocking out the noise. Like, there must be a lot of noise, so. Yeah, I try my best.
Were you aware that someone was calling you one of the biggest flops in college football, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I guess I do now.
Thanks,
Alan. Yeah. I mean, look, I wasn't playing well, and I'm going to continue to get better, but, you know, everyone has their own opinion, and, you know, that's what's good about America. So you get to freedom of speech, so it doesn't bother me.
What did it do for you when a guy like Michael comes out and says, what are they going to say about you now, QB1, on IG? Like, how does that kind of help you out?
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I think it's important to not, we won a game, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of work to do. And I think Michael's a really good leader. He's the leader of this team. But, you know, you can't ride the highs and lows. You got to stay even and keep going.
He's like, my last name is Manning. You think I care about what peons say about me? I'm still going to the NFL. Y'all can kiss my ass, okay? Where's that guy who called a couple months ago? It was just like, hey, JR, you know, he's only here because his last name is Manning. He's not that good. Where's that guy at? I don't know. Anyway, the Dodgers, we know they're good. They lead the Brewers 3-1. We'll have an update on that tomorrow for you. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Hub Arkish for joining us to talk about the Bears. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Please be safe, be well, be amazing, all the good things. JR Sport Brief show done. Stay here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.